Residents are shaken and the images are startling after a massive fire devastated several downtown blocks of the city of Cohoes Thursday. Fire departments from a number of nearby cities and towns were called in to help battle quickly spreading flames that broke out in the 200 block of Remsen Street. It was apparently touched off by an amateur bladesmith attempting to forge a sword in his backyard. The Red Cross says 16 adults and 2 children received immediate assistance Thursday night. The Cohoes Community Center opened its doors for the displaced.
So many people have reached out to me about helping these fire victims. And my suggestion is going to be just to hold off until we can put together some type of plan.
Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse declared a state of emergency.
It's still dangerous in the downtown here, so I'm asking the citizens and people from the surrounding area, please stay away from the downtown until that we can get it cleaned up and there's gas leaks going on. There's still fire burning in some of the worst damaged buildings, and there's a lot of people going to be down here working. It was just a fire of all fires and something I had never seen in my 26 years. Most importantly, nobody got hurt. That was our number one concern. This morning, we have DPW and support from Green Island coming. We're going to start cleaning up the streets and getting all the soot and glass and debris out of the streets so that we can try to bring back some sense of a normal downtown.
There were no reports of serious injuries. One firefighter was briefly hospitalized for heat exhaustion, and Cohoes Fire Chief Joseph Fodd was treated for a burn on his cheek. A 51-year-old Cohoes resident is facing arson and felony reckless endangerment charges. John Gomes pleaded not guilty and was jailed on $15,000 bail, with a preliminary hearing set for next Tuesday. Moore says Gomes was trying to bend metal in his backyard, trying to emulate a demonstration televised by the History Channel on Forged in Fire. Bladesmiths compete to recreate history's most iconic edged weapons. Moore says a barrel fire Gomes started for forging purposes got out of control and quickly spread, engulfing the neighborhood in smoke, ash, and flames.
It's hard for me to understand what they were doing, but that barrel in 30-mile-an-hour winds burned 3 blocks of our city. So, I often tell people when they say, why can't we have a small fire in our yard and why do they make us put it out? I say you live in a city and this is an example of those things that could happen. And, today we have millions of dollars in damage.
Fire Chief Fodd says winds carried embers to the other buildings, touching off several smaller fires. 3 buildings were totally destroyed, about 20 buildings were affected altogether, and 5 businesses are now shut down. Fodd tells WAMC Friday morning that the city is just beginning to assess the damage.
Our DPW and Green Island have been up there since like 7:30 cleaning up the street and the debris. We're waiting to do a contract to have the 3 buildings demolished. And I have a couple of guys here with a hand line just wetting down the rubble until we get it cleared up.
Police Captain Todd Pucci says people coming to Cohoes may experience minor inconveniences.
Cleanup is taking place mainly at 228 and 226 Remsen Street, which is on the block of Remsen Street between Columbia Street and Howard Street, and that area is currently blocked off to traffic. The businesses on that block are currently open, but the road traffic is closed.
Through it all, Mayor Morse says he is forever Cohoes proud.
We spent 18 months working around the clock to start rebuilding Remsen Street, and it's disheartening that we have to take a step back and start all over again. But that's what Cohoes is all about. We will overcome, we will rebound, and we will be better than we were before the fire.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.